The FBI and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms will hire hundreds of new investigators and officers to enforce a series of executive actions the White House thinks will prevent gun violence. President Barack Obama calls for more people and a better background check system. As Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco reports, several agencies will play a part in implementing the president's executive guidance.
The FBI will hire at least 230 more examiners and specialists to meet the growing demands on the agency's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. That's about double the size of the workforce it has now to handle those background checks. President Barack Obama.
We're also taking steps to make the background check system more efficient. Under the guidance of Jim Comey and the FBI, and our Deputy Director, Tom Brandon, at ATF, we're going to hire more folks to process applications faster, and we're going to bring an outdated background check system into the 21st century.
The U.S. Digital Service will work with the FBI to overhaul the agency's background check system. The NICS itself got more than 22 million background check requests in 2015. That's an average of about 63,000 applications a day. And those numbers will only get bigger with the president's reforms. He's calling for more background checks on licensed gun dealers and others who want to own more dangerous weapons. A more efficient and modern system will make those goals easier to achieve. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
An investment in new administrators who can conduct the background checks, and investment in a new system that would reflect technological advances that have been made in the last couple of decades, that would make the system more efficient, presumably would make the system work more quickly. Those would certainly address the kinds of challenges that you've just raised.
The goal for the FBI and the U.S. Digital Service is to process background check applications 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. A more efficient system would also make it easier to tell local law enforcement officers when a prohibited person tries to buy a gun. The president will also include funding to add more law enforcement officers to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
We're going to do everything we can to ensure the smart and effective enforcement of gun safety laws that are already on the books, which means we're going to add 200 more ATF agents and investigators. We're going to require firearms dealers to report more lost or stolen guns on a timely basis.
ATF is also putting together an Internet Investigation Center. It will track illegal firearms trafficking. And the agency is adding more employees and $4 million to make improvements to the National Integrated Ballistics Information Network. And other agencies will also play a part in the president's executive actions. The Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security departments have orders to conduct or sponsor new research looking into new gun safety technology. Agencies are supposed to send their reports describing their research and development strategies to the White House in 90 days. The Social Security Administration is taking the lead on another piece of Obama's executive guidance. The president wants more information in the background check system about any beneficiaries who are prohibited from owning a gun because of a mental health issue. Social Security says it will start that rulemaking process to make sure that kind of information gets reported to the NICS. The FBI and ATF will enforce the president's actions with or without congressional funding for more law enforcement officers. Josh Earnest.
No, it is not contingent on the ability of the federal government to hire additional ATF agents. This guidance has been issued, and it certainly does clarify that anybody who is engaged in the business of selling firearms has to get a license, and they need to make sure that their customers are getting a background check before their customers are able to purchase a weapon. And the ATF, using the resources they have now, will enforce the law accordingly.
Some members of Congress, though, are saying otherwise. Congressman John Culberson is the chairman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, and Science. It's the committee that has jurisdiction over the Justice Department. The day before the president's announcement, he sent a letter to Attorney General Loretta Lynch. He says he expects the Justice Department to use existing laws when it prepares its 2016 spending plan and for the president's 2017 budget request. Culberson says his committee won't provide funding for those extra law enforcement officers. Other Republican members of Congress are generally speaking out against Obama's executive actions. The guidance comes at the beginning of the final year of Obama's presidency and after comprehensive gun reform legislation died in Congress a couple years ago. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
One of the benefits of The kind of guidance that the president issued today is that it can go into effect immediately, and it can begin being implemented immediately. The rulemaking process typically is more protracted and takes longer. And this is something that can be done more quickly. And each time the president has taken action, we've observed that it is not as enduring and oftentimes not as broad as what Congress can do through the legislative process. The reason the president is taking these actions today is because Congress hasn't done anything. And the president has had to resort to using every element of his authority to do as much as he possibly can.
Obama acknowledged this guidance is something his administration can do now.
Yes, it will be hard. And it won't happen overnight. It won't happen during this Congress. It won't happen during my presidency. But a lot of things don't happen overnight. A woman's right to vote didn't happen overnight. The liberation of African Americans didn't happen overnight. The LGBT rights, that was decades worth of work. So just because it's hard, that's no excuse not to try.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.